Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. First things first, safety. I want you to look around your surroundings. Is there anything to be cautious of, such as a dying tree with falling limbs? Or if it's a sunny day and you need to be wearing a hat? Take care of those things first. Once you're all ready, I want you to look around and see if there are any plants that you don't recognize, or maybe you do recognize them, but you're just not quite sure. I want you to get out your Seek app, and I want you to try to identify those plants. Today we're going to focus on plants. So take a few minutes and do that, and then once you're done, come on back. How did it go? Did anything surprise you? I want you to pick one plant out of the plants that you have observed, and I want you to get comfortable. Find a good spot, and we're gonna really observe this plant. Okay, are you comfortable? What do you notice about the leaves of this plant? Do they have veins? Do the veins have different colors than the leaves themselves? Do the leaves have sharp edges, or maybe rounded off edges? I want you to take a minute and really look at this plant, and what do you notice? Now, what do you wonder about this plant? Do you wonder, maybe it has these different shapes because of the time of year that it is? Is this a new plant? Or is this later in the season and it's on its last leg? Do the bugs really seem to really love parts of the plant and they completely avoid the other one? Is there a reason why? Is that part sweeter? Is that yummier for them? So I want you to take another minute, and what do you wonder about the things that you noticed about this plant? So we've taken just a couple of minutes and really observed and wondered about this plant. Do you feel like in just the short amount of time that you've learned a lot? So now let's start recording. I want you to put some metadata down. That would include the date, the time, the weather, and any other information that you might have, like the temperature. Now we're going to start sketching out the plant that you have been observing. I want you to pick a specific spot on it, perhaps a leaf, and focus on that. I want you to sketch with your pencil very lightly, the lightest circle ever that takes up a lot of your page. This is where your leaf is going to fit. That way you are expanding and not making something itty bitty that you wish you would have made bigger. Once you make this very light circle, I want you to put points in it of where your leaf is going to begin, where it's going to end, about how wide it might be, and then put any little tiny details that you want. And I need them to be very light. This is just so that we will fill up our page. I want you to remember that these journals are not about pretty pictures. These are observation tools. So don't focus on what your picture looks like. You need to be focusing on what the plant looks like. We're just putting on little details to help us remember. So once you have kind of a rough sketch of your plant and your leaf, I want you to put any other little details that you have observed. I want you to write them out on the bottom, put them with arrows of where on it that you noticed it, like here are the veins, or this is where the plant started to have some decay. Once you have those little details, I want you to write large underneath or maybe above, whichever one you think might look the best, the name that you found in the seed cap. After you've done that, I think our time is done for today. And when I meet you again, we're going to finish this sketch out.